As increasing numbers of migrants are fleeing the United States to apply for asylum in Canada, some key illegal crossing hubs are developing. And in upstate New York, for the last leg of the journey to the U.S.-Canadian border, many people are relying on taxi drivers, and some of those cabbies are coordinating with U.S. Border Patrol. VPR's Kathleen Masterson reports that practice has some civil liberties advocates concerned.
This taxi dispatch in Plattsburgh, New York, is about 25 miles south of the Canadian border, and it's the last outpost to get a cab. There is a Greyhound bus that stops in town before heading to the official border checkpoint. But for most people who want to apply for asylum in Canada, they can't simply present themselves at a checkpoint. That's because an agreement between the two countries says if an asylum seeker is already in the United States, he or she cannot then apply for asylum in Canada. So many folks are finding their way to Plattsburgh and then calling a cab. But when they call a taxi, someone else is alerted, too.
When the call comes in, we contact Border Patrol. We say, hey, we got a call. It's going to this location. Here's our ETA to that location.
This company owner has asked to remain anonymous because he doesn't want any trouble with authorities. He says he bought the business in October, and the first time he dropped someone off at a rural road that dead ends in the Canadian border.
We took one call there, and then immediately we got a call from Border Patrol and said, hey, this is protocol. And from that point on, we've always followed protocol.
There's no requirement for a cab company to check in with the Border Patrol as to their activities.
Michael Estrella with U.S. Border Patrol in Swanton, Vermont, insists that this, quote, protocol, which was described by several cab companies, has never been required by authorities. All he would say is that U.S. Border Patrol does, quote, get help from the community in various ways. Estrella wouldn't say whether taxi companies are among those community members who call in.
I'm not going to get into a specific persons or person who is contacting us. They're doing it as a service to themselves and the rest of their community.
But James Lyle, director of the Vermont ACLU, says that could have real civil rights implications.
It's not the job of the cabbie to interrogate people or assume anything about those people. It's certainly not their job to do the job of the Border Patrol for them, and they can't be required to do the job of the Border Patrol by the Border Patrol.
Within 100 miles of the border, U.S. Border Patrol can stop people who they have reasonable suspicion are in violation of immigration status. But Lyle says he isn't clear that driving to the border would count as reasonable suspicion.
Well, an awful lot of vehicles go to the border. And courts have said that you can't base reasonable suspicion on a characteristic that would apply to a large number of valid or lawful actions.
Of course, the cab drivers we talk to are taking people to a known illegal crossing location in the middle of the woods. To be clear, if U.S. Border Patrol stops a taxi and the people inside have paperwork showing they are authorized to be in the United States, say they have a tourist visa or perhaps they're in the process of seeking asylum status here, then U.S. Border Patrol cannot detain them. That's even if they're about to walk illegally into Canada. But some asylum seekers don't have legal status in the United States, and they can be arrested by U.S. Border Patrol before they reach Canadian soil. The cab company owner from the beginning of the story says he witnessed such an arrest last week, and it changed his mind about the so-called protocol of alerting authorities. He says he was dropping off a woman from Haiti. Years ago, she had fled to the U.S. seeking political asylum. She has an American son who was born here. But her visa had expired, and before the taxi reached the Canadian border, she was arrested by U.S. Border Patrol. The cab driver says they told him she would likely be deported back to Haiti, and her son would likely be put into foster care in the United States. The cab owner says after witnessing this, now his company's policy is to alert Canadian authorities when it gets a border run request. Then, he said, the passengers can be arrested in Canada and have a shot at applying for asylum there. For VPR News, I'm Kathleen Masterson.